Blog Talk Radio.
Before we get started, I just want to remind everyone that the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, that's 914-803-4399. We're going to start off tonight with a little beauty news from Denise.
Good evening, everyone. If you are attending IMAX LA in Pasadena, California, next Saturday and Sunday on June 25th and 26th, please plan to join us on Thursday, June 23rd at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 p.m. Pacific Time for Beauty Talk in our pre-IMATS show. Our guests will include Sheila McKenna, Gage Munster from Face Off, Michael Key from IMATS, and also some of the former Beauty Talk guests, makeup artists, and, of course, some attendees who will be attending IMAX this year will be our guest next Thursday, June 23rd. So don't forget about that show. And then join us on Friday, June 24th at 9 p.m. Pacific time for our first annual Beauty Talk meetup. And that's going to be for those who are in L.A. or for those coming to L.A. for IMAX. Beauty Talk meetup will be held at after the IMATS Pro Only event. The meetup will take place at Villa Sariso Restaurant. It's going to be on Colorado Boulevard from 9 to 11 p.m. So if you need more information on that or if you want to RSVP, you can send an email to illusionsbeauty@gmail.com. But more information will be coming out tomorrow about that meetup. So just stay tuned to see details on that. Just follow us on Twitter and Facebook. On Facebook, we are Illusions Cosmetics on our group page, and on Twitter, follow at Illusions Beauty. And again, for those attending IMAX LA, tickets for Saturday is sold out. Saturday show is sold out. So regardless of which days you're attending, please plan to arrive early at the Pasadena Convention Center. Arrive early. The show starts at 8:30 on Saturday, so arrive early. And Illusions Cosmetics is looking for makeup artists to participate in a celebrity-hosted beauty lounge event in Miami on Saturday, June 9th. So if you are interested, again, email us at illusionsbeauty@gmail.com. And that's it for tonight.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, tonight we're continuing what we were doing about maybe 2 weeks ago. We were speaking to different representatives and beauty brand owners about their products, and it was such a great show back then that we decided to do a part two tonight. And one of the vendors that we didn't get a chance to get on because I was having computer issues and couldn't see that she was on the line, and that is Alicia Grand of Grand Lash. Welcome to the show, Alicia. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to bring her in. Sorry, Alicia. Welcome to the show, Alicia.
Thanks for having me, Janice and Denise. I heard you speaking about IMATS. I'm so sad I cannot make it. I did the IMATS New York, and I just came back from the Chicago Makeup Show, and I'm actually doing a family vacation that week. So, cry, I can't make it, but I'll be at the beauty show in Las Vegas this weekend. So if anyone's going to be there, I'm going to be at the hair side with Grande Lash MD, so they can come visit me there.
Okay.
So, yeah. And that is this weekend coming up.
That's right. Yeah, that's a big show. It's one side is hair and one side is spa, but they incorporate a lot of makeup into that as well.
Great. So it should be well attended.
Oh, yeah. And I did, like, the week before Chicago, I'm losing track of what date it is. I did Orlando, and that was very well attended. That was the
premiere. Orlando is always well attended.
Yeah, that was a great show. But I guess, you know, for your listeners, I should tell them what Grande Lash MD is all about, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, okay, Grande Lash MD. Okay, for all you out there wearing fake eyelashes, I have to tell you, you do not need to do this anymore, okay? I mean, if you want a quick fix, that's fine, okay, but, like, you know, every day this is not something that you should be doing because it's not really healthy for your eyelashes. The glue actually stunts the growth of your eyelashes. I'm sure you realize that. Anyway, so Grande Lash MD is made of vitamins, peptides, and amino acids, and you apply it like a liquid eyeliner before bedtime. And in 1 month, your own natural eyelashes get longer, thicker, and darker. And in 3 months, it's just like they look like fake eyelashes. And just so you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but your eyelashes have a three-month growth cycle. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. So every 3 months, they regenerate. So that's why you have to use it every day for 3 months. It also works on eyebrows. A lot of people are losing their eyebrows as they age and, you know, due to thyroid issues. So they could use it to help. You could even target spot your eyebrows. Like, some people are losing it in the beginning of their eyebrow or maybe the end. And it's really amazing for that. That eyebrows typically take 6 weeks to see results and 4 months for full results.
Okay, I need it right now.
And we have and we are the only ones, guys, that have a 90-day money-back guarantee, okay? It's totally safe, medically tested, and it's really only sold to beauty professionals through salons and spas, also online through Grande Lash MD. That's www.grandelashmd, and people could call the toll-free number, too, which I'll give that out, which if you have a pen, get it out. It's 1-877-835-3010. I'm going to say it again. 1-877-835-3010. But have you guys ever tried anything like this, Janice or Denise?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. Let her talk first. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right, this is Denise. I have tried it. I can't remember the name of the product, but I've tried it on my lashes, and they have grown a little from it, but I haven't been using it consistently.
Okay. Well, you know, nothing's going to work if you're not consistent with it, right?
But if you promise.
Oh, 90-day money-back guarantee, I promise.
Then, I'll try it for 30 days.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you could really try it for 90 days because that's my full guarantee. And it's, like I said, it's been medically tested. It's totally safe. I also did the Bronner Brothers show. I don't know if you guys ever went to that. But I don't think I ever saw so many fake eyelashes in my life. I mean, they're falling off the sides. I'm like, ladies, okay, come on. No. So Sheen magazine saw me out there, and they're going to do a whole article on me because you know what? I mean, the African-American market, they're just not, they for some reason think that they can't grow their eyelashes, but they could. And you know, putting the fake eyelashes on day after day it becomes a bad habit, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, well, let me ask you.
Go ahead.
You were talking about the fake eyelashes, not the glue. What about eyelash extensions? And what about the eyelash extensions that are done properly by someone who's been licensed to do so?
You know, I mean, they're fine, but you're still using glue.
Okay.
And the glue stunts the growth of the eyelashes, okay? It clogs up the eyelash pores, therefore really stunting the growth of your eyelashes. And they look great temporarily, But, you know, is this, if this is something that you want to be addicted to and spend money on this for the rest of your life, and, you know, go at night and possibly have one falling off the side of your, you know, lash, that's fine. Go ahead. But, you know, I have seen great jobs, but you have to keep up with it. So it becomes expensive. And to get it done right, you know, you really need to and I don't want to bash the eyelash extension people because, hey, I have seen amazing jobs, you know, and they're great temporarily. But this is not something that people should be, like, living on. I don't believe that. I think it's not a great thing to be using on a daily basis. I mean, that's just my opinion. Yes, I am the owner of Grande Lash MD. So, I mean, yes, maybe I'm biased, but I've always been into natural products, and this product is made with natural ingredients. It's totally safe and medically tested. So, you know, if you give your lashes the ingredients that they need to be healthier, longer, and thicker, they'll get longer, thicker, and darker naturally. So that's what will happen. Did you guys get my samples?
Yes, I did, and we're giving away some tonight. So, again, I'm going to let my sister control that. You know, she'll figure out how we're going to determine the winner, but I have some here to give out.
Good.
So question for you.
Go.
How does this product affect the eye? Does it affect the eye in any way? You know, some products you hear that, you know, it changes the color of the eye, or what happens
it's
if something
gets in the eye?
It's
pretty scary. I mean, listen, God gave you one pair of eyes. You surely don't want to mess with them, and I get that. And I know the prescription one, there's a lot of, you know, contraindications that you hear on the TV with these, you know, and the magazine ads. This is not the same ingredients. It's more like vitamins, peptides, amino acids. So we have not seen any discoloration, okay? So it's totally safe. The only thing we did see in the medical study were 3 out of the 55 did have itchy red eye, okay? They were able to continue use by using it every other day, taking one day off. One day on, one day off, and in 3 to 5 days, their body got used to it. I mean, sometimes you use something, it takes your body a little bit of time to get used to it. Now, if, however, you feel like this is, you know, your eyes are too sensitive or, you know, it's just not working out, I send it back. I mean, the last thing I want to do is push someone to use something on their eyes that they don't feel, you know, comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, because, listen, number one, I don't need a lawsuit. And number two, it's your eyes. Like I said, you know, God gave you one pair. So that's your decision. But it is safe. It's medically tested. It's been on the market for 3 years. I don't know. What else can I say? But it's amazing. And my lashes are killer from it. Like, everyone thinks I have fake eyelashes. It's crazy.
And you can use them on the bottom as well, correct?
Yes, you could use it on the bottom and on the top. Use it right before bedtime at night, like a liquid eyeliner. And if you want it to happen a little faster, and I do sometimes recommend for people over 40, as your hormones change, things take a little longer to take effect, you might want to decide to use it in the morning and at night for quicker results, especially if you're one of those type of people that's looking in the mirror and measuring your eyelashes at night. So, yeah, I would just say, go for it twice a day. But it's a 3-month supply in the tube, and it's only $59.95. I mean, that's very reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're saying you're only selling it to professional.
Well, I sell it at the spa shows to beauty salons and spas and makeup artists. So I go to every single, like, almost makeup artist spa. I can't go to IMATS, but because I just can't make it. But that's the people I target. So you can buy it online at GrandeLashMD.com. That's www.GrandeLashMD.com or call 1-877-835-3010. Again, that's 1-877-835-3010. Or call that number if you want to go to a salon or spa. In your area, we could give you one that carries it. But those are the people that I'm targeting because I really truly feel that the beauty professionals are the people that influence the consumers and, you know, I'm very happy. I'm doing a great business with the salons and spas and the makeup artists. And you know, I want to keep it kind of boutique-y, and I like it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that you can apply it like an eyeliner. What's the applicator like?
It looks like a liquid eyeliner, mm-hmm. like a thin brush. And you just apply it like a liquid eyeliner on the base of your eyelashes. So it's like actually on the root of your eyelashes.
Gotcha.
So the conditioning the follicles, making them longer, thicker, and darker. Actually, in areas where you even have dormant follicles or have maybe ripped out your follicles from fake eyelashes or toxic things in the environment, you have possibly lost thyroid issues, et cetera. You will see those follicles come back. So that's really great. And maybe so they're thicker that way. Like mine are so thick, it's ridiculous. If they go on the website, they'll see my before and after. They have a little video of me in the beginning.
Okay,
very nice. Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much. Anything else you want to share really quickly?
Well, I just want to make sure that you guys use it. I want to hear about your eyelashes.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I'm not kidding. Yes. Are you wearing fake eyelashes or what?
No,
no,
I'm not
right
wearing
now.
Any fake eyelashes.
Okay. Well, like, if you start really using it religiously by now, when is the IMATS?
IMATS next week? Next Saturday.
Oh, no. It takes longer than that.
No.
That's right. It is. Well, you start seeing results in 4 weeks.
Okay.
Well, full results in 3 months. Yeah, and the tube is a 3-month supply. So anyway, again, GroniLashMD.com, 1-877-835-3010. And my name's Alicia. I will be in Vegas this week, but you can call and speak with someone regarding Grani Lash, and they'll be there to answer your questions.
Okay, we're going to send you pictures.
So I can't wait. All right, girls, thank you so much. I appreciate
you're
you
welcome.
Having me on your show. All right,
you're
welcome,
welcome,
and I hope to see you soon.
Okay.
Take
okay,
care.
Ladies. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Now, those were some interesting points to learn about this new lash product. I didn't think it was going to, you know, be like that. I thought it was something just occasionally put on and, you know, one of those type things. But she's saying it takes for complete, for it to do everything it's going to do, it's going to take 4 months. Is that what she said?
I think so.
I mean, 4 weeks.
I think 4 weeks. I think it was like, well, 3 months really to
okay.
I guess, the full effect. Yeah, so you have to use it for a little bit. But I guess if you doubled up and did, you know,
night
morning
and
evening, mm-hmm, quicker results.
Okay.
But, you know, one question.
You said you have one question?
No, sorry about that. So one question that I did not ask, I was interested in knowing if someone was wearing fake eyelashes or, like, lash extensions, if
they
could still continue to use the product. At the same time.
That's interesting. I know she has some frequently asked questions on her website, so you might want to check that. If not, give her a call. Next up, we have Linda of Nurturing Force. So I'm going to bring Linda on the line to talk to us about Nurturing Force's various products. Hi, Linda. She's coming on. Hold on. I'm trying to bring her in. Just a second. Hold on a second, Linda. I'm trying to get you in here.
Are you there, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
okay.
Cool. Great. How are you?
How are you?
Great.
You're wonderful. Thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate it. I understand that you were in Chicago, so. got back to us late, but you're here. We appreciate it.
Well, we had a great time in Chicago. We were exhibiting at the Makeup Show Chicago. And coming up very soon, we'll be exhibiting at IMATS LA. So this is a very exciting time for us because not only do we get a chance to meet face-to-face with people who are already using our products, but we get a chance to introduce people who've never seen or heard about us to what we can offer them from the standpoint of professional, dependable products that help make their jobs easier.
Right. Nice. So what was like one of your most popular products people were buying in Chicago?
Well, we're best known right now for our Blot Out Offensive Shine and Oil Control Cream, which is a HD primer and also an anti-shine, which sometimes confuses people because they think you have to be one or another. And in our case, we're both. So in one case, we're put on underneath the foundation, and in the other, we can be used for people who aren't wearing any makeup, who just need a little bit of help, or a lot of help, with shiny skin. So for those people who are involved in business, or making presentations, or visiting clients, just helping them to feel confident about their appearance, and at the same time, taking care of their skin. So that, I would say, from a general standpoint, is our major seller, but we're also known for those makeup artists who are using airbrush, our NF, non-flammable airbrush cleaner concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes us unique for that is that it is one liquid that can be used for silicone, alcohol-based, as well as water-based products. It is all food-grade ingredients, biodegradable, non-toxic. So it's safe for the makeup artist, their clients, as well as the environment and their fellow coworkers.
All right. Now that's one of my favorite products.
The NF?
Yes. One of my favorite. And I'm actually sitting here looking at it right now.
Yeah.
I love this stuff.
With all our products, there was a reason for why we developed them. And the orientation for Nurturing Force has been of a natural type from the standpoint that we don't use or believe in the use of parabens, no silicones, we don't do added colorants or added fragrances, but we believe in functionality. And these were used in this way and developed in this way as a result of experiences that we know of from a family standpoint or also from experiences that close friends have encountered in their lives. And we wanted to just improve the quality of life and the safety for those using makeup products.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I like it. I don't know if anyone in the chat room or those out there listening who've tried it, but I like it. And tell us how much it retails for.
Well, we offer it in four sizes. The fourth size, which is really used more for productions, is not
mm-hmm.
typically found by any of the retailers selling our products. But it's offered in a 1 ounce size, a 2 ounce size, and a 4 ounce size traditionally. And the 1 ounce size has a suggested retail price of $7. In the 2, 12, and the 4 ounce, 20. And it is truly, truly a concentrate in that a lot of people are accustomed to using products that are basically used full strength. In this particular product's usage, it's a few drops are used with a combination of water in the color reservoir of the airbrush at the time of use. And it's used between colors when changing colors and also at the end of the day to clean the gun. And for those people who haven't cleaned at the end of a work day or left their gun and it's clogged up, to remove clogs. So at that point, it can be used at any time prior to them starting a job or just when they get around to cleaning the gun and taking care of their equipment. But we're known as the remover to turn to for dissolving clogs. And even when those times when maybe products were mixed that weren't necessarily meant to be mixed, like silicone and water-based products, we do dissolve the clogs. And because of the one of the ingredients is peppermint oil, it can work to lubricate the needle as well.
Okay. Oh, great. Well,
and it smells
this.
Good.
What about if you have, if you're using a product that has like shimmer,
mm-hmm.
you know, like or something like that in it, how well does it dissolve that type of product?
Well, what it's going to do is it's going to dissolve whatever the base is surrounding the particles. So I am not sure what particle size different color foundation and color airbrush product manufacturers are utilizing. But depending on what the mica or the glitter is made of, it will dissolve that itself, or worst case scenario, it will dissolve the fluid that it's suspended in. So it will, and it's one of the things that many people had commented to us was with some of the cleaners that are on the market, you can't necessarily utilize them in a sonic cleaner. And ours can be used in a sonic cleaner. So sometimes people have had to resort to, because we're not aware of what they put in their gun, resort to using a sonic cleaner only because we don't know how long they've kept the gun not cleaned or what they've used up to the point of trying NF in their as a cleaning agent for them. But it's proved successful in a sonic cleaner. It's also been used also for cleaning acrylic paints as well. So it's, and the formula is peppermint oil with enzymes. And as I mentioned before, it's all food grade ingredients. So not that anyone out there wants to go around drinking their airbrush cleaner, but it is food grade ingredients. And it smells good, as I said before.
Yeah, it really does. It really, really does. Well, give us information on where we can get it besides at the beauty shows.
Well, we're sold by many of the major beauty supply retailers. We're sold at Alcone's, Nigel's Beauty Emporium, Friends Beauty Supply, Norcrosco, Paint and Powder, La Cosmetique, Camera Ready Cosmetics, Muse, Beauty Choice. And if people really still can't find us, they can resort to our site. But we also, on our site, have pages that link both online retailers as well as regional retailers who sell our products. And the beauty of this particular product is because it is non-flammable, it is safe to fly with it, and we're able to ship it all over the world. So that was why I was mentioning we do have a 16-ounce size, which is typically sent for productions overseas and also domestically and more remote areas, I'll say, of the country. But obviously for the 16-ounce user, it's for really oriented for a long-term production.
And how much does that normally run?
I'm sorry?
The 16-ounce, the cost of that, I need to know it for the next production I'm on.
The 16-ounce has a suggested retail of
$80. $80, gotcha. Okay. And, you know, that's an important fact, you know, that it's non-flammable and safe to fly with, because most cleaners, you know, they have to ship it ground because it is flammable and, you know, it takes a little longer to get to you. Like if you're on a production, you really do have to, like, order well in advance.
Yes, and that's really part of why we are so sought after. And unfortunately, or fortunately, the history of the development of the product was as a result of my father, who had been diagnosed with lung cancer, who had overseen designers and artists using airbrush and other artist materials and had developed a rather rare form of lung cancer. So that really became me aware of when I started to observe the greater and greater usage of airbrush as a means of delivery for for foundation and other color makeup products, I began to think, oh my, are people really aware of the danger of inhaling particles and what it can do from a personal health standpoint? And then it's one thing for a makeup artist to determine what they want to use to clean their equipment, but it's also impacting the other people in the room, whether it's the people who are assisting in the makeup applications, the clients that they're working on, many more than just the individual person applying the airbrush products is affected. And that was really the stimulus for why I began the search of developing the formula for this product. And we cannot stress, we do the shows, and even if someone hasn't started yet doing an airbrush-applied product, we like to make them aware, just from the standpoint that since it is becoming such a popular way of applying, we like them to be aware that there is something out there for them to turn to when it gets to that time when they do want to get involved in it, to think in terms of turning to this item as a safe means for them to take care.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Is there any other information you'd like to share about Nurturing Source or any of your other products?
Well, I would say the other product that we have been just getting wonderful raves about has been our Blot Out Offensive Shine and Oil Control Cream, which, as I mentioned, is an HD primer and an anti-shine. And why I think it's become as popular a mainstay as it is because it does not have silicone in it, and it does not have parabens in it. It's not to say it can't be used with silicone-based products, but just from a skin health standpoint, and that it's highly functional in terms of holding product that's applied to it, whether it's an airbrush-applied foundation or traditional foundation products, for example, creams and liquids and powders and even mineral makeup-applied foundation products, and that it's healthy for the skin and that it cares for the skin. With that particular item, the main ingredient is aloe vera gel. So it's very good for those who are working on people who have sensitive skin or acne-prone skin, and it assists in making the makeup application last throughout the day. So it's become a very, very popular item for both television and film production, and also for those who are getting bridal makeup done, or those consumers who just don't want to have to worry about how they're going to look throughout the day. They just want to be able to feel good and look good and just enjoy the day and enjoy life, as opposed to being concerned with having to touch up, per se, throughout the day.
Right. Sounds like we have a lot to check out at IMET.
Yes, we do, and we always like to try and have people literally touch and feel, because it's one thing to look at a pretty package, and it's another thing to actually touch and feel and play with the quality of the product. So when people walk by our booth, they'll always see us having people smell, having people touch. And that way they really get a feel for at least a hands-on in terms of what it would be like for them to use the product, because it's not
right.
always easy for people when they need to put together a makeup kit of items that they want to be able to depend on. If they're not familiar with a product, they may be hesitant about including it in a kit. And what's wonderful about these shows is it really gives that chance for not only for questions to be asked, but also to, as I said, get to experience the product. And it's a wonderful opportunity for us as a small niche company, because we get a chance to hear the problems and the woes that people have, and we try to think in terms of, okay, now this is a new aspect that we're just beginning to hear about. Maybe this is something that needs to be addressed as we move forward. I mean, for example, one of the aspects with the blot-out offensive has been because it does not have silicone in it, that for those who use makeup that have silicone as part of their ingredient listing, there can be a tendency for a silicone product applied to another product containing silicone for it to ball up and not adhere well. So it's been a wonderful learning experience for the people who are touching and playing with the product, as well as for us to let them understand that, no, hey, this is something that can answer that problem. Because you have X amount of time for people to work on their clients. They want to have the best presentation they can for both the sake of their client's appearance and also for their reputation as a professional, because it's that reputation that will follow them.
Well, thank you so much, Linda, for joining us. We really do appreciate it. I'm definitely going to be stopping by the booth because, you know, again, I said my focus was always on the NS, the airbrush cleaner, but now I'm going to start looking at some of the other products. So thanks for sharing that information with
us. Well, please do. We will be booth 218 at IMATS LA.
218. Okay.
And please be sure for yourself and everybody to come by, say hello, and we'll do our best to give you all the information and all the chance to touch and feel all our products. And just really, you know, we love to meet people face-to-face and hear about their day-to-day concerns and try to work with them and see where we can all grow together professionally.
Right, absolutely. Well, thanks again, Linda, and we'll see you at IMATS.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have a skincare company coming on with Arlise Davis and Lucy Skincare. Hi, Arlise.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
You want me to just go on into it?
Lucy. Well, tell us what skincare is all about. First of all, how did you come up with the idea to create the line?
The idea was created pretty much because I am an esthetician, and I've worked with all different types of skincare products that are out there, and I've never really just seen one that was just all natural that I really like, and I didn't really have a reaction to it. So I wanted to come up with a line that could work in conjunction with other things that were out there as well as can be used on its own. So I didn't want to have this line where I felt that I had to sell people solely on using my line only, but that a line that I could sell you that could complement whatever you were using to maybe enhance it or replace it, you know, one or the other, but mainly not to just take you away from what you were using.
Right. Nice. And where did the name come from?
It's a funny story. The name actually came from a nickname that I gave my daughter because she was very clumsy and she would always fall. I mean, she would trip over air, and I was like, oh my God, you're just like a little Lucille Ball. You just trip over air. You're just clumsy, and she would just have this little goofy way to her. So that name has just stuck with her for years, over 8 years now. And when I was trying to come up with a name, I liked the name because it wasn't too girly, but it was playful. And I just wanted people to look at the line and kind of make it more of a household name that they would remember and think of something that was refreshing and something easy to use. So basically that you could always remember. And I just thought that Lucy was that name, but it also means something. It actually means luminous, unerring, captivating, ideal. And when you put all those together, it is the meaning of what people are looking for as far as what skincare means to them.
Gotcha. So tell us a little bit about what's actually in the product.
The product just has several different things, but the main base of it is that it is an organic line. So the product is all organic, meaning the ingredients are just as that, from fruit. We have essential oils in it, and it's vitamins, but the organic-based part of it is the fruit ingredients that are in the products, such as lemons, orange base, like oranges, cranberries, what's the other one we use? Coffee beans, things of that nature that are compiled to make different ingredients, but the base of it is the organic product, which being a fruit or a coffee bean or something of that nature.
Gotcha. So this product smells good.
Yes, it does. It's very fragrant, but it's not overly fragrant where it would be irritating, like sometimes in floral. It's so fragrant, it's like edible. Like one of the products that we have on the line in our mask is a cranberry souffle. That's the name of it. And it's a cranberry-based mask. It smells like cranberries. Like, to close your eyes and smell it, you smell the cranberries. The other one is a espresso mousse, which, to close your eyes, it smells like a fresh cup of coffee.
Mm.
So they're very fragrant.
Can we eat them?
What did you say?
I said, could we eat them?
No, you can't eat them. You're tempted, but no, you can't.
Well, let me ask you, tell us what actual products you actually have in the line.
Okay, the product lineup is a cleanser, which compiles of two cleansers, a cream base and a gel base, an exfoliant, which is it's called Skin Renewal, and then Micro Exfoliant. The Skin Renewal is made of jojoba beads, where the Micro Exfoliant is made of the microderm crystals. So one is a little bit more vigorous for people who are sensitive skin and don't want that a more abrasive type of exfoliant, then that's what I would recommend is the Skin Renewal. And then we have the mask, which is, I said, the cranberry souffle and the espresso mousse. And then we have our moisturizer, which is a lightweight moisturizer, which is our Daily Defense. And the other one is Intense Defense, which is our it's richer and creamier for drier skin.
Now, is your line ready to go? Is it all packaged and ready to go, how far away?
It is. It's ready now. It's ready for retail right now as we speak. So it's all packaged and ready to go.
What are your retail prices?
Our cleansers on 2 ounces is $40, and our specialty products such as our moisturizers and exfoliants and mask are $45.
Gotcha. And where do you plan to retail the products, online, or are you going to be like spas?
No, I have a few people that have approached me about putting it in their salon. That is an option. Right now I'm doing more retail-based online, but I would like to be set up in a storefront. So eventually my goal is to reach more storefront or cosmetic counter.
Gotcha. And where can we see it? Do you have a website, a Facebook?
No Facebook yet. I'm working on that. Right now, the only thing I have up is my Twitter. My website is under construction and should actually be launching in about 4 weeks.
Okay, so about another month for the website. And you're mm-hmm. retailing off of the website as well?
Yes, I will be.
And
so if people
Twitter.
Are interested or have questions, they can definitely contact me through Twitter. Questions or interest that they may have, samples or anything of that nature, they can definitely contact me through Twitter, which is Lucy Skincare, one word, pretty much is our Twitter handle.
And how are you spelling Lucy?
Lucy is spelled L-U-C-I and then the word skincare.
And you said you will, if they want samples and that kind of thing, they can reach you through that way.
Yes, for right now, yes.
Okay. I want to ask you, because you said when you first started speaking, you talked about reactions to skincare products. Now that you've mm-hmm. created this product, have you tried using it? Is this solely what you use, or have you tried using it along with other products?
I use it with other products. I've used it solely by itself, and then I've used it with another product, a glycolic-based product. I've always liked glycolic-based products for my skin in particular, but sometimes with constant use of glycolic-based products or salicylic acid or lactic acid, those type of products, you tend to be a little bit more irritated or flaky. And because I also wear makeup, I like to constantly have that nice sheen to my face. So when coming out with this product and using it in conjunction, I found that my skin had the plumpness or the suppleness that I liked, or the healthy glow, but I was still able to get, as I would say, the best of both worlds. I was able to use my glycolic, but I was able to use a natural-based product to kind of cleanse the skin. So I guess in a sense, it's mild enough to use by itself for people who I would say are sensitive or just looking for a general good cleanser. But if you're looking for something to kind of, I guess, be a buffer to a chemical-based skincare product that you're using, then this product is really good. I've tried it on my teenager son, and it's done very well on him. I've tried it on all different skin types. I'm an esthetician, so I recommend it to my clients and had them use it and give me a feedback using it solely by itself, using it with other things, and I've gotten nothing but rave reviews from it. No reaction as far as people using the product and it's messing with the pH level of their skin, you know, pretty much causing it to be more acidity or more alkaline. It's just, to me, it's just a basic good cleansing product if you're looking for a good cleanser with no extra frills to it. Then this is what I would recommend, Lucy, for you.
Gotcha. And you said earlier also that your cleansers came in gel and what was the other?
A cream base, like a milky, like
cream.
A creamy milky.
A milky mm-hmm. cream base. Now, mm-hmm. can you explain to the listeners when they would use a gel cleanser or when will they use a cream or are there any particular times when you should or does it matter?
It matters sometimes. I would say the rule of thumb for me, normally you tend to have a better reaction with the product as far as like if it's a creamier and you're oily, then it makes your skin to me more oily. Excuse me. And it appears to be more, it seems like it's a heavier product. But, excuse me, the gel tends to make the skin a lot more, it balances out the skin because it's not stripping the skin. It's actually just cleansing the skin. I'm sorry, I'm about to have a cough attack. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. But it tends to, the gel will actually balance out the skin where it's going to just clean the skin and not strip it, where a creamier cleanser is going to be a little heavier on the skin. So I would honestly say, yeah, it is. Someone with oily skin, I would not recommend a creamy cleanser too.
Gotcha. Okay. Are there any other questions? Are there any questions from the chat room?
No questions from the chat room.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to share, Arlise, about Lucy Skincare? Are you planning to expand the line? You know, I mean, I know you haven't even, I mean, it's just starting. You haven't even really put it out there. I mean, I'm going.
Right, right.
I'm way ahead of you. But, you know, in time, do you plan to expand the line any?
I'm so sorry. Not at
That's
this
okay.
time, no.
Okay. Do you think it'll be something that you would
want to
do in the future?
Yeah, maybe body care products.
Okay.
Maybe body care products.
Okay. Well, I will be reaching out for samples.
I'm sorry?
Because I said I will be reaching out for samples.
Okay, most definitely.
I've been trying to try this for a while now.
Right. Well, I'm all
so
ready
I'm glad
now.
That, okay. Well, I'm glad that it's finally out. Congratulations on that. And we'll
Thank
be
you.
Looking forward to seeing and hearing more about it.
Okay, thank you. And
yes.
I look forward to, if anybody has any questions, excuse me, I'm losing my voice. If you have any questions.
I know how those cough are.
Yeah. please hit us up on Lucy Skincare on Twitter and be looking forward
right.
to the website coming out.
Okay, we won't put you through anymore, so get
thank
some water.
You. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Arlie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Now, we have a representative from Exfusion that's coming on, but I'm not really sure if this is his number or not.
I'm on.
Marvin?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, I have your cell number. I didn't know this was one of your numbers. But welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And the company that you're representing is Exfusion, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, tell us about that product.
What I have here is a cosmetic breakthrough. It immediately gives men and women thicker-looking hair. It's made up of organic.
Thicker-looking hair.
Thicker, yes, thicker-looking.
Thicker, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It consists of colored organic fibers. It's made of pure keratin protein, and that's the same protein that's made up with human hair. This product has done wonders for me in the last 5 years. I don't use it on my hair, but I've used it on plenty of clients. And we just did a demo out here in the IBS in Orlando. That was the IBS premiere show. Exfusion is a product that anybody can use at any age, in a sense. Now, I'm not saying babies, but I'm saying people that are thinning out. It's a lot of elderly people that want to hold on to what they have, and a lot of young people that are starting to, their hair is starting to thin out. On the product, you apply the product to the hair. So you need hair because it doesn't work for bald hair. Bald heads, but you need hair. And actually,
okay,
you need to apply it to hair to have some hair, at least some hair, because I've actually applied it to someone that's fairly going bald. And it actually gave him, if anybody remembers Steve Harvey, how his hair used to look when he had a lot of hair, it actually gave him that effect. And I can give a certain degree by cutting it short and bringing it down and making it look like, he had different, different lengths. This product, it comes with a pump applicator. It also has a wet line that's actually been featured. It's actually been featured in the Launchpad magazine recently. It's an award-winning product.
Okay.
The shampoo.
Let me ask you, how do you apply it?
Well,
is it something
this is
that I can use on a movie set?
Okay, well, some people like to just take it. It comes out like powder. It's very small, microfiber hair. So it attached to whatever hair that you have. It's very small. Some people like to just, pump it into their hair in a sense like baby powder. But we have a spray applicator, which you actually can pump it into the hair. You stay about... let's say about 2 to 3 inches away from the head, where you're applying to the area, certain areas that you're applying to that are actually actually thinner, and you pump that into that area. You pat it down, and then you spray the fiber holding spray, and then once that spray, that liquid actually hits those fiber hairs, your hair will actually expand, and it actually will give it a fuller appearance. And it's
okay,
like magic.
So this is. I'm sorry. So you said you can spray it on, right?
Well, it comes with application, a spray application. So it makes it's a lot less mess when you're actually, spraying it with that applicator.
Okay. So this is the kind of, these are the kind of hair fibers that most people like on some film and television sets are doing with the little atomizer.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, it's good for photo shoots. It's good for being on the set. It's good for, going in a different character. And I've seen people with, fairly almost close to bald hair, but they had hair, maybe like a Caesar or something, if anybody can, have in mind that, like a short haircut. and they're actually thinning in the crown. And, you know, I actually done people on the set that were thinning in the crown, and I actually was able to fill it for the scenes that they need to be filled.
What about people who aren't actors and who aren't on set, just everyday people? Can they get this product and use it?
Yes, they can. And it's up to the actual, you know, barber or hairstylist that's actually applying it to them to actually have them, you know, have a better understanding of how to use the product when they're home too as well. So you kind of have to, you know, teach them into how to use the product and how to maintain that look. Some people use a headband to kind of keep their hair together because they want to make it last. And it lasts. I have one client that really, he stretches it for a good 2 weeks. But I say you can come in every week and they get it done. Some people, with the wet line, you can shampoo it. It also helps your hair to actually give it a thick appearance when you're using the conditioner of the wet line. But
so I have two questions for you. One, how does it work with women? And two, when you're using the fibers and you're spraying that fiber holding spray, and you're saying that you've used it on sets before. So
yes.
I'm just thinking about a holding spray might leave a little bit of shine. So if you're on set, how do you kind of conceal that shine so the camera doesn't pick up that shine when you're spraying that that fiber holding spray?
Well, for me on the set with that holding spray, I actually was able to pat it down a little bit. That kind of take a little bit of that luster that may be in there to actually give it that shine or some of that wetness. And as it dries on its own, it's pretty much an instant type of drying. It pretty much dries just like that. And as it dries, you might have loose ends that sticking off. So to give it that real fine precision look, you'll go back over with your shears. You won't go into the hair because you don't want to mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to say this is a product that that's going to solve all your problems, but
right.
for what occasion that you need or for what event or for what you know thing that you're doing, it actually works for that. And it actually, a lot of people really do not notice. They do not. They will just be looking at you and just be saying, oh, my God, this just looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
They will never know unless
you
tell them. And still they won't believe
it. What does it retail for?
$30.
And do you have to be a professional to purchase it?
I would say yes and no. I have clients that have purchased it online, you know, through the website. But, you know, the professionals use it a lot, so a lot of people don't really, you know, they may not feel comfortable using it. But, no, you don't have to be professional, just to answer your question.
Well,
you can actually buy it online.
Most people get it through their hair professional.
Yes.
Gotcha. And where do we retail? Where is it retail?
Excuse me?
Where is it retailed?
Where is it retail? In upscale salons, like fine salons. All over the country, in Texas, all over the country.
Okay. And can you buy it, can you get it actually online?
Yes, you can. At xfusionhair.com, and that's xfusionhair.com.
Okay, and we have a question from the chat room, and we're wanting to know, does the product fade on clothing or pillowcases?
Well, with this product, it actually, if you do rub it and you do rub against some things, it will, some of the fibers will loosen up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have to have a bonnet or, you know, some type of wrap, some head wrap on your hair to kind of keep it down.
Okay.
Some people like to, you know, you're going to apply it, you know, as needed. You know, if you need a little bit today, you feel a little insecure, you're seeing a little bit of areas that you don't want to be as thin in that area, because it still will give you that natural effect, but it will just make your hair look a lot thicker.
Right.
You got to remember, this is fibers, and it has a holding spray that's holding it onto your hair.
Gotcha.
Right.
Cool.
And
well,
organic.
Thank you, Marvin, for that information. That's good information. I need to check out the website or hit you up, maybe purchasing some of that.
Oh, yes. I have some for you, so don't worry.
Okay, for some of my jobs.
But there's video demos online. The video demos online when you go to xfusionhair.com.
It's on the actual website.
Yes, on the actual website, and it's showing men and women.
Okay,
cool.
Nice.
Okay.
Check that out.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
thank you so much for joining us, and thank you to everyone out there who listened tonight. We really do appreciate it. If you enjoyed tonight's show, go out and mark it as a favorite here on our profile page on Blog Talk Radio. Again, if you heard my sister earlier, next week is our pre-IMAT show, so we're going to have Michael Key of Makeup Artist Magazine. We're going to have Gage from Face Off. I'm trying to remember who else she said.
Sheila McKenna.
Some of the vendors, Sheila McKenna. Some of the people that's attending the show, maybe for the first time, will come on and tell us what they're expecting from the show. And then we have some people who've been going for years, who's going to join us as well. And my sister and I, this is our 10th year IMAS anniversary, so we're like really excited. So join us next week for that, and stay close to Twitter and Facebook. We'll be putting up some important information soon. Check you all out next week. Talk to you later. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.